It's 7 o'clock. It's actually 7:01. You're listening to WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and it's time for If Music Could Talk. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And if you're listening online or on your radio, either way, thanks for tuning in tonight. And you're in for a lot of great music tonight. I've got a special guest. Her name is Eva Hosha. And we'll introduce her in just a second. First, I want to let you know that support for WIR comes from Monument City Coffee and Records, now open in downtown Richmond. Monument City Coffee and Records offers coffee, espresso, sandwiches, bagels, beer, and wine, and vinyl phonograph records. Open every day for dining, listening, and shopping at 306 East Gray Street. More on Facebook and Tumblr, search Monument City RVA. And also WIR is supported by Bandito's Burrito Lounge, 2905 Patterson Avenue, featuring live local music every Sunday night. Bandito's on Patterson at Colonial, just off the boulevard in the Museum District, on Facebook and the web at banditosburritolounge.com. All right, we're going to start with a song by Gal Costa. This song is Divino Maravilloso.
Precisa ter olhos firmes para este sol, para esta escuridão. Atenção, tudo é perigoso, tudo é divino, maravilhoso. Atenção para o refrão, uau, é preciso estar atento e forte. Não temos tempo de temer a morte. É preciso estar atento e forte. Não temos tempo de temer. Para estrofe, para o refrão, para o palavrão, para a palavra de ordem, atenção, para o samba, exaltação, atenção, tudo é perigoso, tudo é divino, maravilhoso, atenção para o refrão, uau, é preciso estar atento e forte, não temos tempo de temer. Tempo de temer a morte. Atenção para as janelas no alto. Atenção ao pisar o asfalto, mangue. Atenção para o sangue sobre o chão. É preciso estar atento e forte. Não temos tempo de temer a morte. É preciso estar atento e forte. Tudo é perigoso, tudo é divino, maravilhoso. Atenção para o refrão, uau, é preciso estar atento e forte. Não temos tempo de temer a morte. É preciso estar atento e forte. Não temos tempo de temer a morte. É preciso estar atento e forte. Não temos tempo de temer. Temer a morte. É preciso estar atento e forte. Não temos tempo de temer a morte. É preciso estar atento e forte. Não temos tempo de temer a morte. É preciso estar atento e forte.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Gal Costa, and I love that next song too. I'm sorry to have to turn that one off. We have World Cup commercials going on in the background by accident here. All right, yeah, you're listening to If Music Could Talk. That was Divino Maravilloso by Gal Costa from, I think, one of her maybe earliest LPs. Beautiful Tropicalia there. Today, I have a very special guest, Eva Hosha, and she is she was a guest a few months ago on the show and came in and spoke about the influence of African music and religion in Brazilian music. Eva is Brazilian, and she's an artist, scholar, and also a founder of Vacla, V-A-C-C-L-A, which is a nonprofit that promotes Latin American art. And as you all know, the World Cup just finished this evening with a victory by Germany. Has been taking place for a couple months now. I've been constantly asking Eva if she would come back and do a show of all Brazilian music. But Eva was worried about all the pressure and expectations the world has about Brazil winning this year. And obviously that didn't happen. Eva was joking with me that she would either be giving us a very happy show or a very sad one, depending on the outcome of the football matches, sometimes called soccer here in America. Eva, tell me, which one of those two different varieties of show of Brazilian music are we going to get this evening?
Carl, I'm going to make you cry today.
Oh, no.
And we'll start with a song called, ironically, Happiness, a Felicidade. And the lyric starts like that. Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim, which means sadness has no end. Felicidade, happiness does.
Sadness has no end, happiness does. Interesting. Okay, well, we'll start with this song. This is Vinicius de Moraes. Is it sung by?
By Vinicius de Moraes, and it's going to be sung by him and Maria Creuza.
Essa não tem fim, felicidade sim, tristeza não.
Sempre dela muito bem.
Tristeza.
Yeah, A Felicidade by Vinicius de Moraes and sung with Maria Crueza there. And I forgot to say, just, you know, out of a polite courtesy, welcome back to WRAR, Eva.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much for inviting me back. And yes, answer to your first question. Of course, we Brazilians are sad after all of that, being defeated by German and everything. But especially since football, what you call soccer, is kind of really vital in our culture.
Well, tell me more about that. Why is it so important?
Well, Brazil has many different groups of people, different classes, different levels of education, different political ideologies. And there are a few things that bring us all together. One of them is football. I think another is carnival and, of course, music. So during the World Cup, especially during the World Cup, everybody forgets about all the difference, and we all, at that moment, just think we are Brazil.
They all forget about the differences between classes and economic.
Carl, that's one moment in Brazil where you see someone putting a Brazilian flag on their houses or wearing a T-shirt with a flag. Is during the World Cups. We have this collective catharsis where we celebrate together, we cry out our frustrations together. We get very, very passionate about that. Mm. And I think another time is definitely Carnival. The World Cup, of course, every 4 years, and then Carnival every year.
Every year.
Every year, which is a time when we also have this catharsis taking place. It's one time of the year that we all just for 4 days, we completely forget about everything that's going wrong with the country, with ourselves, with everything, and just really part and dance and all.
Yeah, that's Carnival. Yeah.
And so, in fact, the next song we're going to hear, it's related to that, but I just wanted to just mention a little bit before we keep going that this last song we hear, he mentioned that he says
this
in the last one that is Felicidade.
Yeah,
he mentions that happiness is like a feather that flies according to the wind, and he said the happiness of the poor people is like the illusion of Carnival. Hmm. We work all year around for one moment to make a fantasy of a king, and then I'll be over on Wednesdays, Wednesday. And so
they all dress up as kings and queens in the streets.
In the streets, and, exactly. And there's a lot of poor people, and a lot of the Carnival is made by the people who live in these lands. Mm-hmm. And so they collect trash and other things and create that very beautiful Carnival. Of course, the whole world go there to see. And then on Wednesday, it's over and everybody goes back to their normal job. Nobody's a king, a queen anymore, but it's just a normal Brazilian. So that's very important for us.
What is that line there?
For one moment of a dream to make a fantasy. So we work all year around. Hmm.
Momento de sono.
Momento de sonho para fazer a fantasia. Hmm. So, and the next song we're going to hear also starts with that. I think there is something about sadness in Brazil that's very important. So let's go ahead and hear the song, and I can talk about that. But
this one here?
Yeah, because...
Vinicius de Moraes.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, so before you play the song, Brazil has incorporated so much of that sadness to our way of being. Some of our great music has contained that sadness. So this next song we're going to hear, that's by Vinicius de Moraes, Samba da Benção. It starts like that. It's better to be happy than to be sad. But he also said that it's better to be happy than be sad, because happiness is the best thing you can have in your heart.
Sure.
But to make a samba with beauty, You have to have something that's sad, something that cries, something that he said, because if not, it's just like a woman, to love a woman that is just so beautiful. So what?
So a what? Woman There's has, a lot of beautiful women.
Yeah, right? And then he said in the samba, if not, it's just like a woman that is just beautiful, and so what? A woman has to have something that is sad, something that cries, something of nostalgic, something that's deeply. Mm-hmm. And so that all that sadness in the country is also incorporated into the samba and everything we suffer. But
so
we
for
have
a good
some
samba, it has to have a little bit of that sadness.
Of that sadness, yeah. And we incorporate that. So we're going to hear now by Vinicius de Moraes, Samba da Benção.
And the word for sadness is tristeza.
Right? Tristeza.
É melhor ser alegre que ser triste. Alegria é a melhor coisa que existe. É assim como a luz no coração. Mas pra fazer um samba com beleza é preciso um bocado de tristeza. Preciso um bocado de tristeza, senão não se faz um samba, não. Senão é como amar uma mulher só linda. E daí? Uma mulher tem que ter qualquer coisa além da beleza. Qualquer coisa de triste, qualquer coisa que chora, qualquer coisa que sente saudade. Um molejo de amor machucado, uma beleza que vem da tristeza de se saber mulher, feita apenas para amar, para sofrer pelo seu amor e para ser só perdão. Fazer samba não é contar piada. Quem faz samba assim não é de nada. O bom samba é uma forma de oração. Porque o samba é a tristeza que balança, e a tristeza tem sempre uma esperança. A tristeza tem sempre uma esperança de um dia não ser mais triste, não. Feita essa gente que anda por aí brincando com a vida. Cuidado, companheiro. A vida é pra valer. E não se engane, não. Tem uma só. Duas mesmo que é bom, ninguém vai me dizer que tem, sem provar, muito bem provado, com certidão passada em cartório do céu e assinado embaixo. Deus, e confirma reconhecida. A vida não é de brincadeira, amigo. A vida é arte do encontro, embora haja tanto desencontro pela vida. Há sempre uma mulher à sua espera, com os olhos cheios de carinho e as mãos cheias de perdão. Põe um pouco de amor na sua vida, como no seu samba. Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência e vai ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem no samba, não. Porque o samba nasceu lá na Bahia, e se hoje ele é branco na poesia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração. Eu, por exemplo, o capitão do mato Vinícius de Moraes, poeta e diplomata, o branco mais preto do Brasil, na linha direta de Xangô. Saravá! A benção, senhora, a maior Ialorixá da Bahia, terra de Caíba e João Gilberto. A benção, Pixinguinha, tu que choraste na flauta todas as minhas mágoas de amor. A benção, senhor, a benção, Cartola, a benção, Ismael Silva. Sua bênção em todos os prazeres. A bênção Nelson Cavaquinho. A bênção Geraldo Pereira. A bênção meu bom Ciro Monteiro, você sobrinho de Nonô. A bênção Noel. Sua bênção Ari. A bênção todos os grandes sambistas do meu Brasil branco, preto, mulato, lindo como a pele macia de Oxum. A bênção maestro Antônio Carlos Jobim, parceiro e amigo querido, que já viajaste tantas canções comigo e ainda há tantas a viajar. A bênção Carlinhos Lira, parceirinho 100%, você que une a ação ao sentimento e ao pensamento. A bênção. A bênção Baden Powell, amigo novo, parceiro novo, que fizeste esse samba comigo. A bênção, amigo. A bênção, maestro Moacir Santos, que não és um só, és tantos. Tantos como o meu Brasil de todos os santos, inclusive meu São Sebastião. Saravá! A bênção que eu vou partir. Eu vou ter que dizer adeus.
Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência e vai ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem num samba não. Porque o samba nasceu lá na Bahia, e se hoje ele é branco na poesia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração.
Porque o samba nasceu lá na Bahia, e se hoje ele é branco na poesia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração. Ele é negro demais no coração. Ele é negro demais no coração.
Really beautiful samba there, and I always thought that sambas were always happy. It's interesting that he's saying that, and you're saying that to have a good samba, it has to have a little touch of sadness.
Yeah, and I think it's great that I think all that sadness that Brazil experiencing many different moments of our history through so many things that we have going through. It gets incorporated in our music, and I personally love that, and I love exactly that he mentions that this sadness is important.
He also mentioned a lot of different really famous artists, and was he saying that, you know, Pixinguinha or these different people were people who knew this secret of sadness?
Yes, because exactly it's called Samba da Benção, which means to ask for a blessing, and so he's asking for a blessing.
From those bless me, forefathers.
Pixinguinha, bless me, my orishas, bless me, everybody. And so he's just to say, you have to get all that energy from all those people to make a very deep sound, samba. He said make a samba is not to play, to say a joke.
Just a careless joke or something.
It has to be something that is deeply and that's why he really became a master.
Wow.
With samba canção. So.
I was bragging to you the other day, I think, that I found a box set of Vinicius de Moraes at Goodwill for like $2, and it's an amazing collection of music. I need to listen to him more often.
Vinicius is great. He's one of our best. Mm. And another song that has a lot of that sadness and
tristeza
and it's popular here, and it made me think about us losing the cup and all the criticism and how it's desafinado.
That was a really, really tragic recent event there, the loss to Germany.
It was very tragic, and I think we completely lost even that energy to fight and all. No. But I thought
people should give Brazil a break.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And so exactly I chose the next song, that scala desafinado, which means out of tune, exactly because of that, because in that music he said, if you said that I am out of tune, my love, that makes so much, caused me so much pain, because only the privilege, the very high people has that ear like yours. I just have the one that God gave to me.
So if you're hearing my song is out of tune, maybe your ear is out of tune, or maybe you just can't hear the beauty of it.
Yes, but I associate that with the cop as well, because it's almost like say, oh, Brazil was out of tune right now.
Yeah.
But I thought, yeah, but there's so much passion on that. There's so much heart on that. Yes, yeah. We got out of tune, but
so much heart
that,
there. Yeah.
That beauty is there.
Yeah, I was wondering what made you think of this song.
It was exactly that. Let's hear Desafinado by João Gilberto.
Se você disser que eu desafino amor, saiba que isto em mim provoca imensa dor. Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu. Eu possuo apenas o que Deus me deu. Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento diante musical, eu mesmo mentindo devo argumentar que isto é bossa nova, que isto é muito natural. O que você não sabe, nem sequer pressente, é que os desafinados também têm coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex, revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Não poderá falar assim do meu amor. Ele é o maior que você pode encontrar, viu? Você com a sua música esqueceu o principal, que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. No peito dos desafinados também bate um coração. Thank you.
Eva, I turned away for a second there. You didn't see it, but actually a little tear did fall during that last song. I feel the sadness in that one. That was beautiful. I especially like the last little notes there at the end. Beautiful song.
Joy the team and cry today.
We're well on our way to a full-on tear-jerking show here. Yeah, take it easy. But you were mentioning before that Brazil is being criticized and, you know, people are being a little too hard on them, maybe.
People have been criticized in Brazil internationally for the way they play, or inside as well. There has been a lot of criticism inside Brazil,
self-criticizing.
Yes, and sometimes, of course, it relates to the team, the trainer, but the biggest criticism really has been about the whole World Cup.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. There's been a lot of, controversy about the World Cup in general being held in Brazil, including the controversy of displacement of thousands and thousands of poor people to make elaborate soccer stadiums, and all that money that was spent on soccer instead of the other important things, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so it was very problematic because, well, the economy in Brazil now it's very well, but we still have so much poverty, so many groups that have not get to be beneficiated by the economic growth. So all that money that was used to prepare the COPs, and that really benefits, you know, FIFA, the international corporation, a few corporations, and many few people revolt.
Some of the club owners and
merchandise, revolt many Brazilians. Of course, we want that money to benefit us, let's say, to fix our house for our comfort.
Yeah.
And and not to decorate to the guests, you know. So that's what it really is.
I see, yeah.
And so it's great we are talking about that, because I think one of the songs that I chose exactly talk a little bit about that, and it's called Querelas do Brasil, but the chorus that she repeats the whole time say, "O Brasil não conhece o Brasil." That means Brazil doesn't know Brazil. And the poet, Almir Blanco, is the person who wrote, he used this metaphor to mention the fact...
You should say the title in Portuguese first, and then...
Yeah, so... I say, "O Brasil não conhece o Brasil," which means Brazil doesn't know Brazil.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you a little strange thing about that. And so I think he uses a metaphor to know about Brazil and this whole dynamic about the international relationship with, other countries looking Brazil, or Brazil being looking themselves with the eyes of the foreigners or things like that. But in that song, he does something, and you're going to hear that so beautifully when singing by Elis Regina. He uses... the way that one would pronounce here or in another country, Brazil with a Z, Brazil.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
And
spelled in the English with a Z, and in Portuguese it's with an S.
Yeah, and the way that in Brazil we would say with an S, Brazil. And so Brazil.
Uh-huh.
So when you hear that, pay a good attention to how that will sound. And so it's called Querelas do Brasil.
We going to play the one off of the TV show that they had?
Later.
Okay. Do you want to play that one now?
Because
it's not in the list, so you need to find it really fast.
This one? Querelas do Brasil.
Okay, so this is from Global TV. Oh, maybe not. Yes.
O Brasil não conhece o Brasil, Brasil nunca foi ao Brasil. Tapio, jabuti, liana, lamandali, alaúde, piau, rural, aqui, ataúde, pia, carioca, porê, crame, crã, jobinha, carare, jobinha, sol.
Wow, beautiful. And so that was like a very subtle difference in the pronunciation that someone just casually listening to Elis Regina might not have caught unless you had explained that difference in the pronunciation between Brazil and Brazil.
Yeah.
Brazil.
For us, that's very obvious and gets very strong. That
so. Yeah. Well, you notice on the flyer for the show here tonight, I had S and then crossed out humorously as if some editor had come in and changed it to a Z. That was a comment on that song. And also, we forgot to mention, you're listening to If Music Could Talk on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And I'm here with Eva Rocha, and we're doing a show that we forgot to tell you the title of the show. It's Brazil for Better or for Worse.
Yes.
So kind of a tongue-in-cheek, bittersweet celebration of Brazil.
Brazil. It's great that you were mentioned just right now, because exactly that song, it was written during, was in 78.
Uh-huh.
And so it was right in the middle of our dictatorship.
Oh.
The military dictatorship in Brazil was from 64 to 85.
And you were living there?
My childhood was in the military dictatorship. And so I got a part of that, the very end of that as well. And so during that time, so much of our music was related to overcame the dictatorship, you know, and regain our freedom. So music is like that, for example, they were very common, the songs, because they were using metaphors. They could not exactly say what they want to say.
Why not? They'd be arrested, or
they would be arrested very badly. There was censorship, and many people would disappear. Hmm. Many of the musicians, the intellectuals, would be sent abroad. I mentioned that, but so we were trying to regain that freedom, and of course, the international corporation was one of the problems. And so she said, Brazil is killing Brazil, because exactly all that outside pressure that was coming, and we were trying to deal with that.
And also an internal struggle, sort of a war upon yourself.
Exactly. And it was there was this very beautiful movement in reality of creating the Brazilian identity. And so all those songs, they were very strong in creating a love for Brazil, an identity for our country. But there were songs that went well that nobody could catch very well. Like in this one, the very end, she said, "Bye bye, Brazil." Hmm. That was an irony, of course. In Brazil, we say tchau. You say bye bye. Exactly to say that, hey, we are losing Brazil. Let's empower ourselves again. But then there were other songs that didn't go that well. So, for example, one of the most important songs of that period was called Cálice in English.
Chalice.
Chalice for the church.
Sort of a very royal-looking cup. It's sort of a ceremonial cup.
Yeah, but that's the one for the church, for the Catholic church. And so he used that symbol because when Christ was being tortured and about to die, he asked for God, take away this chalice. That's full of blood. And so that's what he uses the song that. But in reality, the word chalice means, it sounds exactly in Brazil, chalice as shut up.
Oh, so say the two different words side by side. You have chalice.
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 Chalice. It's exactly the same.
One means a cup.
One is together, chalice, all together. And the other one is chalice. Chalice. But it's the same.
Chalice or chalice.
Yeah, but you pronounce exactly the same, chalice.
I see.
And so he's...
So it's what we would call, I guess, the French term, which we say in English sometimes, is a double entendre, something that could be heard two different ways, right?
Exactly, and so he's using that as a refrain. So let's listen the song, and then I want to comment something heavy about that.
Okay, so we'll hear the original Cálice.
The original Cálice, it's by Chico Buarque and Milton Nascimento.
Afasta de mim esse cálice, Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice, Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice, de vinho tinto de sangue, Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice, Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice, Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice. De vinho tinto de sangue. Como beber dessa bebida amarga, tragar a dor, engolir a labuta. Mesmo calada a boca, resta o peito. Silêncio na cidade não se escuta. De que me vale ser filho da santa? Melhor seria ser filho da outra. Outra realidade menos morta. Tanta mentira, tanta força bruta. Pai,
Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice.
Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice.
Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice.
De vinho tinto de sangue.
Como é difícil acordar calado, se na calada da noite eu me dano. Quero lançar um grito desumano,
que é uma maneira de ser escutado. Esse silêncio todo me atordoa. Atordoado eu permaneço atento na arquibancada pra qualquer momento ver emergir o monstro da lagoa. Pai,
pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice.
Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice.
Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice de vinho tinto de sangue.
De muito gorda a porca já não anda, de muito usada a faca já não corta. Como é difícil, pai, abrir a porta. Essa palavra presa na garganta. Esse pileque é homérico no mundo. De que adianta ter boa vontade? Mesmo calado o peito, resta a cuca dos bêbados do centro da cidade.
Pai,
pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice.
Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice.
Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice
de vinho tinto de sangue.
Talvez o mundo não seja pequeno,
cálice,
nem seja a vida um fato consumado.
Cálice, cálice.
Quero inventar o meu próprio pecado.
Cálice.
Quero morrer do meu próprio veneno. Quero perder de vez tua cabeça. Minha cabeça, perder teu juízo. Quero cheirar fumaça de óleo diesel. Me embriagar até que alguém me esqueça.
Yeah, okay. So we just heard Chico Buarque and Milton Nascimento performing Cálice. And Eva, you were explaining to me that even if the song had not been eventually recorded, the poem would still have been considered one of the greatest Brazilian poems.
Yes,
just, written in such an amazing...
It's a very, very important poem on music in our languages, in our books of literature, the poetry of that is just so beautiful, but there are... the metaphors that he is doing and how he mastered in be doing that right in the middle of the dictatorship. And he has phrases that says like how to drink from that sour drink and swallow all that pain, and even if you close your mouth, you still have that sound in your thread. It sounds much better in Portuguese. But he's saying all that during the dictatorship, but the very, very sad and beautiful thing about that, and I saw that in the TV when I was still very, very little.
So you saw this song performed on television?
On TV, and I will explain something about that, yeah, because what happened was they would have... competitions that were festivals, music festivals, because the record places were looking for musicians. And so there were competitions that were live, and they would be broadcast many times. And so the musicians would be asked to make sure that they would not try to give any message to the public, because of course the...
Such as anti-dictatorship messages.
Exactly, because the militaries were watching. But they still started to sing that song, and when it started to get very powerful, they cut off the microphones.
So you were watching TV.
I was,
and said, wait, what happened? They cut it in the middle of the song.
Everybody in Brazil saw in that time when they just cut off the microphone, and that's it. And so,
and you were saying that the version of Cálice that we just heard wasn't even recorded until 5 years after this censored TV show performance of this song.
Yeah.
It was so seen as so dangerous. that so they banned it completely.
Exactly, it took 5 years to record. But then there was another moment in those 5 years that they decided to try to sing the song again. Of course, they knew they would go to jail if they did, and so they decided to just make the sound and not say the words. And so what you're gonna hear next is that same song, but they will say things that are not Portuguese. Okay, like. Azores are yard rare, and then sometimes they say things like Greek rice is good for you, and
just
like
random nonsense
yeah. things, but they still say
with the same melody,
and they still say cálice, which means shut up.
Yeah, the you double know, entendre, like,
yeah,
double
so
meaning.
It was very rebellious, so we're gonna listen to that one next.
Great,
which is cálice censurado,
censored.
The censored version.
And this is Chico Buarque and Gilberto Gil performing this time. And it looks like the live show festival was called Fono 73. Is that?
Yes.
Is that right? What does that say? Trecho de show?
Yeah, the 17, it was the name of that show. And so, well, that, I don't think that was the year that they did that. Hmm. But maybe it was.
Yeah. Was this the show, the same show you were watching on TV?
No. Oh,
okay.
Was,
so you, this is the second time they did it.
Yeah, that okay. was without the words. And so I'm not sure if they did that before and didn't put the words or if they put after. It was around that time, but that was not the one that they cut off the microphone. It has all those words there.
Interesting how powerful words and music, especially at that time during this military dictatorship in Brazil. We're going to hear this song here. And hey, it's worth looking this one up on YouTube. The footage is just amazing. If you can figure out how to spell Chico Buarque, it's B-U-A-R-Q-U-E, and Gilberto Gil, G-I-L-B-E-R-T-O-G-I-L.
And look for the link in your...
Yeah, we can post it on WIR.org. Just look under If Music Could Talk. It's great footage. We're going to play the audio here.
Cálice, xalao satita o se ama.
Cálice,
xalao de caça o te calavo.
Cálice,
xalao xiquiti ilumara.
Cálice,
xala chocô de uma.
Cálice,
chega hoje jibu do maná.
Cálice,
xala
cálice,
maigo.
Cálice. Cálice, cálice, Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice.
Chegou menos mó. Alá, o menino chegou.
De vinho tinto de sangue, arroz agrega para andar.
Tchau,
nada dá para andar.
Meu som!
Tarabumba,
alangoe,
arranada, te parabata,
alango,
tarabumba, tarabumba,
alangoma,
tarabumba, tarabumba,
pai.
Afasta de mim esse cálice. Afasta de mim esse cálice. Afasta de mim esse cálice. De vinho tinto de sangue. Darapunda, titararuda. Parapunda, titararuda. Darapunda, titararuda.
Tem som? Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice. Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice. Pai, afasta de mim esse cálice de vinho tinto. Cálice. Olha, eles estão me apurrinhando muito, sabe? Esse nosso também, de Galson, não estava no programa, não. Estava no programa, claro, está no programa que eu não posso cantar a música, nem posso cantar Ana de Amsterdã. Não vou cantar nenhuma das duas, mas desligar o som não precisa, não.
He just said, okay, I'm gonna sing, people are bother me. I'm gonna stop to sing, you don't have to turn off the microphone.
So he was really stirring everyone up on this particular evening by singing. I mean, people cracking smiles all throughout the audience just for them in the first few notes of that song. They knew he was being bad.
They knew.
At that point.
They all knew.
And it was dangerous.
It was very, very dangerous. Many of those artists, some of them would get killed. Some other ones would send in exile. Chico Buarque was sent in exile to France. Exile, yes. Caetano Veloso was sent to London. Milton was, I think, was French as well.
France,
They all would be sent away because they were really very powerful influence. All the music of the dictatorship was very influential.
Well, briefly describe in whatever terms you want to do that, but briefly describe this military dictatorship to our audience if they don't really realize how bad things were. What was the dictatorship based on?
It was very bad. It had a military golpe that was in 64. They took the control of the country there. Countries that were behind that. Not going to mention that.
Including the United States.
Yeah, so I
don't
get in.
They're complicit in... I'll say it. You
don't
have to.
I don't want to get in jail or be always, sent in exile.
We've not always chosen our friends wisely, we can say that.
And so it got very strong, and there were many people that were being tortured for being speaking freely against the government, about the military. There was a lot of censor, torture. There are horrible pictures that you can see about that time. I live in a place where next to where I live there was a quartel that was for torture. That creates a very, very big impact on me. In fact, last year I made an art installation about that because I remember the mothers crying in the street and trying to find their kids that had been lost to the dictatorship, and we would see some weird things happen in the country, and so we all have much fear. And one of the ways that the government controlled was by making everybody to be very quiet. And so the music. And the other way...
Music, like TV, radio, they controlled
all
of that.
Yeah, there were. And there
and
was...
even the records that were allowed to be made.
Right, and there was, and I think there still is, a media dictatorship that kind of controls the country and still have...
An influence.
Yeah. It was very powered in.
Speaking of laws and media, I have to say something by law right now. 8:02, you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, Community Radio in Richmond, Virginia. Here it's an LPFM station, all volunteer run. And if you want information about this wonderful radio station, it's available at WRIR.org. You're listening to If Music Could Talk. I'm here with a special guest, Eva Rocha, and we're talking about Brazil, for better, for good or for bad, for better or for worse. Yes. Right now, speaking about government control of the media during the military dictatorship in Brazil, and how musicians cleverly outwitted that system.
Yeah, that was very powerful. Now, another way that they were, I think that the government was controlling them from sending those, let's say, subliminary messages, was by broadcasting a lot of foreign music. And so we would listen like in our radio.
American music, yeah, British music.
Exactly, a lot of music from other places. I know so many music that people say, how do you know that song? I say, it would be like a brainstorm playing again and again, you know, over and over in the radios.
But not the local musicians. So they'd be playing more foreign music than...
Yes, more than, you know, the radios would be really just playing international music, music in English and in other languages, so we could understand or could not foment. But then there was also the other side of that, because some of those musicians that even were in exile and had to find ways to communicate, they would also appropriate that as an image to criticize. And so, for example, there's a song, it was very important, it's called Alegria, Alegria, Happiness, Happiness, and it's by Caetano Veloso, and it was one of the most important songs in the Movimento Tropicália. Caetano Veloso was very influential on that, and Tropicália means tropical, and so was to talk about our own culture, our own identity. And in that song...
It was a movement, as a musical style.
Right, exactly, create a whole movement. And in the song, he said things like, I drink a Coke, I see pictures of Brigitte Bardot in the magazine stands, in the middle of spaceships and guerrillas. Guerrillas?
I guess we would say guerrillas.
guerrillas, the war, yeah. You know, that is going on.
Like, mercenary soldiers,
right,
guerrillas, and spaceships.
Exactly. Well, they would find a way that they would, it would sound like they are not talking about anything. Brigitte Bardot, a spaceship, what's that?
But right, so painting a sort of a fantastic, surreal image to throw off the censors, so the censors don't exactly know why he's saying, what is he talking about? I'm drinking a Coke, I'm looking at Brigitte Bardot, spaceships, gorillas.
Yeah, but
what is he saying?
Yeah, but the people would, you know, the intellectuals, of course, would understand. They're like, okay, Coke, Brigitte Bardot, spaceship, what's that? Where's Brazil, you know?
Yeah.
And then he said, without books and without machine guns, I have to keep it going. Like, okay, so this next song is Alegria, Alegria by Caetano Veloso.
Caminhando contra o vento, sem lenço, sem documento, no sol de quase dezembro, eu vou. O sol se reparte em crimes, espaçonaves, guerrilhas, em cardinales bonitas, eu vou. Em caras de presidentes, em grandes beijos de amor, em dentes, pernas, bandeiras, bomba e Brigitte Bardot. O sol nas bancas de revista me enche de alegria e preguiça. Quem lê tanta notícia? Eu vou por entre fotos e nomes, os olhos cheios de cores, o peito cheio de amores. Vamos, eu vou, por que não, por que não? Ela pensa em casamento e eu nunca mais fui à escola, sem lenço, sem documento. Eu vou, eu tomo uma Coca-Cola, ela pensa em casamento e uma canção me consola. Eu vou, por entre
fotos e nomes, sem livros e sem fuzil, sem fome, sem telefone, no coração do Brasil. Ela nem sabe, até pensei em cantar na televisão. O sol é tão bonito, eu vou sem lenço, sem documento, nada no bolso ou nas mãos, eu quero seguir vivendo.
So a very subversive song there by Caetano Veloso, Alegria, Alegria, and sort of a song written against the military dictatorship in Brazil at that time, but very carefully worded.
Yes, they were mastering, just doing some, as you say, kind of surrealistic poetry, and they mastered that. Of course, those musicians were intellectuals. They were very, even though, like, for example, Caetano came from a very poor family, a family in the north of Brazil, but they would read so much. They really were in tune of everything that was going on in the world, a lot of literature and all, and they became very powerful intellectuals. And many of them would also go abroad, and of course, they would...
They were sent into exile.
Sent to exile, yeah.
Yeah, and not just going abroad.
No. Well, sometimes they would, but they were also sent to exile. But those, sometimes that would also empower them as well. So, for example, they...
Yeah, definitely. Well, they were probably received in places like France and other areas. Wow, you're an amazing intellectual musician from Brazil. We love you.
They were spreading. Bossa Nova was getting... spreading like crazy all over the world exactly because of that. You know, they were putting abroad, and so they were getting more famous outside than here, kind of like Nina Simone that got so famous in France more than here because...
And so in Brazil at this time, as a lot of the really important musicians were being silenced or sent away, how would the word about the rest of the world get into Brazil with such a controlled media?
It would still many times been through metaphor. So, for example, one of the songs in our list, we can skip and go to that one, that's Pra Dizer Que Eu Não Falei Das Flores, is to say, just to say that I didn't mention the flowers. That flower in the name of that song makes reference to the power, the flower power, related to the Vietnam War.
Love and... hippie movement in the 60s, which was really also anti-Vietnam War.
Exactly.
And anti a lot of other things about the establishment in the United States. Flower power being seen from Brazil as well. This is something we can relate to here. We want to adopt some of these.
Yeah, because exactly we were... we didn't want any war to get to Brazil, and we didn't want to start wars or to take the ships anything. And so we were just saying, look, there are places in the world that exactly are, if in one hand there is a control, in the other hand, the other part is what really promotes in peace. And so this song, he mentioned in a way that there are people... walking through the streets, walking in the streets, and they are using the flower as the chorus of what they are saying, and they believe that the flower is stronger than the canyon, the bomb,
the grenade.
And so it's related to that, and that was an important song, became so popular among the students in a way that anybody will always associate that with the student movement against the dictatorship. So
translated loosely to, I forgot to mention the flowers.
Yes. Para dizer que não falei das flores. Mm-hmm.
And this is Geraldo Vandré.
Geraldo Vandré.
Saying that there's subliminal messages in a lot of these songs?
Oh, in all of those songs were full of subliminary messages.
How is this all being broadcast on the radio?
How
did they not catch that?
Well, they would catch many times, and they were not being broadcast in an easy way. I think the music of Brazil was taking such a big role in impressing to the military dictatorship to end that more and more we would listen to music from the United States and from other countries in the radio. So sometimes, but sometimes the greatest that it was that the musicians still find a way to appropriate those songs that were written about completely different things.
Seen as harmless and
yes, you know, and appropriate that to the
message of
to the message. Yeah, and so I chose a very good example of that. That is a song by Bob Dylan, and I will see if you recognize what song is that. But it completely got distorted. It was translated well, but I will talk to you how it got kind of changed a little bit in Brazil.
Okay, so a Western song being appropriated with a completely new meaning when heard in the context of Brazilian ears. And first, we're going to hear a PSA, and then we'll hear that song.
Global warming is here. The effects may seem slight now, but in a few decades,
they could be massive. What can we do?
We can join together. Because when many, unite as one.
We can achieve anything.
Find out how we can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Ele foi pioneiro nas canções de protesto, de crítica à sociedade americana, à guerra do Vietnã. Agora, Caetano Veloso e Péricles Cavalcante fizeram uma versão de It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, de Bob Dylan. A versão, com o nome de Negro Amor, está no long play que Gal Costa está lançando.
And it's all over now, baby blue.
Se mande, junte tudo que você puder levar. Ande tudo que parece seu, é bom que agarre já. Seu filho fez louco com o sol, chorando feito fogo à luz do sol. Estão no corredor e não tem mais nada, meu amor. A estrada é pra você e o jogo e a indecência. Junte tudo que você conseguiu por coincidência. E o pintor de rua que anda só, desenha maluquice em seu lençol. Sob seus pés o céu também rachou e não tem mais nada, negro amor. Seus marinheiros mareados abandonam o mar. Seus guerreiros desarmados não vão mais lutar. Seu namorado já vai fora, levando os cobertores e embora. Tem mais nada, meu amor. As pedras do caminho deixe para trás. Esqueça os mortos, que eles não levantam mais. O vagabundo esmola vestindo a mesma roupa que foi sua. Risca outro fósforo, outra vida, outra luz, outra cor. E não tem mais nada, meu amor. E não tem mais nada, meu amor. E não tem mais nada, meu amor.
Gal Costa with Negro Amor, and sounded pretty much the same as Bob Dylan's song, but apparently the lyrics take on new meanings when sung.
The translation was very, very close, except to the name, that instead of being Baby Blue, it's called Dark Love.
Mm.
And but if you read the song, if you think about that in the context of a very heavy military dictatorship, it gets a very strong meaning.
Hmm.
So
is the dark love, is that similar to like saying Morena or like that kind of dark love? Or
what? Yeah, well, it is, but it's also a metaphor, like it's was a very dark time mm-hmm. in our history. But also, I think also dark because maybe it would go better with the eyes, you know, instead of yeah. Baby Blue. But yeah. It would not
Negro
sound
amor. Yeah.
It would not sound good for us
as who?
Light, because it was not blue there, and so it was a whole different metaphor, yeah. I guess. But
the lyrics translated pretty much end up being close, I guess.
Very, very, very close.
Like and we were actually just looking at the lyrics there.
Yeah, for example, one of the verses that say, I'm going to say in Portuguese first, as pedras do caminho deixe para trás, esqueça os mortos que eles não levantam mais. O vagabundo esmola pela rua, vestindo a mesma roupa que foi sua. Risque outro fósforo, outra vida, outra luz, outra cor, e não tem mais nada, negro amor.
Hmm.
But if you can say that verse in
so
English.
So that's, leave all your stepping stones behind, someone calls for you. Forget the dead they left, they will not follow you. The vagabond who's rapping at your door is standing in the clothes that you once wore. Strike another match, go start anew, and it's all over now, baby blue. And in this song, all over now, dark love.
Yeah, because exactly, you know, the song starts, go ahead and take all you can. And so in that moment in dictatorship is, if you can, go ahead and disappear, because they will follow you. They will go to your door and find you, take you from your family and kill you. And so it was really something about that. The subliminary message, forget the dead because they will not become alive anymore. Like all your friends that are dead, just forget about and leave, disappear. You know, and even the metaphor about the vagabundo, like you were that person that is lost, because there were some of the artists, they disappeared and they suffered so much torture that they lost. There was a few that lost their mind, and so after that they were just
wandering the streets.
Yeah, like yeah. You know, they had no memories anymore, and so that's in the song. He said, and it's all over now, dark love. It's all over now, dark love. So it was very powerful for us. But let's not go this heavy. You know, there were some...
Well, Gal Costa, I mean, she's a real kind of wild woman. She's seen here in the video here with this amazing huge head of hair and dark lipstick and just a really intense person, but was known for being a real rebellious person, you know. In any way that she could get away with, right?
Oh, yeah. And she was also part of the Tropicália with Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil and Betânia. And they were bad, yeah. They were great, great musicians and very strong influence. And so they're very powerful. They're still very powerful. But And there were other, and it's funny because those influences were going on for very long. And so
influence
even,
from the West.
Yeah, and so even sometimes if we were not using that metaphor or if it wasn't for dictatorship, they were still trying to then appropriate this in a different way. So I chose an example that is very beautiful for that. And
I should correct myself. When I say the West, I really mean just USA.
US.
I don't mean the West.
But I see if you can recognize this one. This one is a little bit less obvious to recognize that song.
But there's still some sort of metaphor here that they're using the song in a different way. Is that right?
That's right. And okay. I have to give you a tip. That's Michael Jackson in 85, the last year of the dictatorship before the election.
Caetano Veloso.
Tava jogando sinuca, uma nega maluca me apareceu. Vinha com filho no colo, dizendo pro povo que o filho era meu. She was more like a beauty queen from a movie screen. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who will dance on the floor and around. She said, I am the one. As costas assim, then every head turned with eyes that dreamed of being the one who will dance on the floor and the ground. People always told me, be careful what you do, don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And mother always told me, be careful who you love, be careful what you do, 'cause the lie becomes the truth. Billie Jean is not my lover, she's just the girl who claims that I am the one. But the kid is not my son. She said I am the one, but the kid's not my son. For 40 days and 40 nights, the devil was on her side. But who can stand when she's in demand as kings and lands on the floor and around? So take my strong advice, just remember to always think twice.
Do think twice.
She told my baby best of three, yeah, she looked at me and showed a photo of a baby crying. His eyes were like mine. Danced the floor and the ground. Yes, people always told me, be careful what you do, don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. She came and stood right by me, then the smell of sweet perfume that happened much too soon. She called me to her room. Billie Jean is not my lover, she's just a girl who claims that I am the one. Not my son. Billie Jean is not my lover, she's just a girl who claims that I am the one. But the kid's not my son.
Caetano Veloso with his version of Billie Jean, and interesting version. I think might even be better than, no, I can't say, but just as good as the original maybe. And you're listening to If Music Could Talk on WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Yeah, you just heard Billie Jean, originally by Michael Jackson, sung by Brazilian legend Caetano Veloso. And Eva, so I guess it goes both ways. I mean, it's obvious, you know, the music of, what I was saying earlier incorrectly as the West, because they're both the West, but of the North, I guess, USA and other areas outside of South America, we're influencing Brazil. That's obvious in that last song there and the one before it by Gal Costa. But it's obvious that the music of Brazil also influenced the rest of the world at this time. So it goes both ways. For instance, Frank Sinatra, yeah, one of our crooners, famous crooners, made a whole album with Tom Jobim. Mm-hmm. And we'll just play a little clip of that. This is Frank Sinatra doing his version of The Girl from Ipanema.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ooh. But I watch her so sadly. How can I tell her I love her? Yes, I would give my heart gladly, but each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra doing his version of The Girl from Ipanema. We're going to keep moving here, and since it's a music, Brazilian music show, we're going to stick with Brazilian artists for most of the rest of this here. But of course, you know, what a great tip of the hat. The hat to Brazilian music by Frank Sinatra there, teaming up with Tom Jobim. And you want me to, okay. We've been talking so much about the interaction of all these themes in Brazil, soccer, music, carnival, how Brazilians celebrate and really put all of their heart into these things like soccer and carnival and the music and the way they, you know, can communicate these really complex intellectual messages with a simple, seemingly simple song.
Yeah, that happened. You were right to say that everything you kind of get all mixed together, because even I have one of the songs in the list that we can find here from the list, that the music starts like that. I was more anguish than a goalie in the moment of the goal when you enter in my life.
Wow.
Because
so he's
exactly
using a metaphor of like how nervous and anxious a goalie would be when someone's taking a shot at him.
Yeah, but that's
as a metaphor for
anguish, that's a pain,
yeah,
grief, suffering that he's feeling in that moment,
in his,
you know,
guts,
that tension in his guts. And so we crossed all those things there. Soccer, kind of, I think anybody would understand that metaphor there more than anything. And so he mentioned that, and he mentioned in the song, he said to the girl, and so how psychiatra told him that, an analyst, that was not very deeply, you know, just found in love that fast. And he said, oh, whatever, what he says, screw what he said, I really feel that deeply. And so we have that tendency in Brazil as well. Well, we feel that deeply. It's sadness, it's happiness, that deeply. And so we're going to do a little bit of that Divina Comédia, that divine.
Who is Belchior?
Belchior was...
Belchior, yeah.
Yeah, he was in also in the MPB. He got
Musica
very...
Musica Popular Brasileira.
Brasileira. He got, yeah, very, very popular in the 70s and 80s. His voice is very deep. I love his voice. And
so this song, Todos os Sentidos, what does that mean?
Divina... Sorry. Todos os Sentidos was
the
name
album
of the,
okay,
album.
So what, Divina Comedia, the great human comedy.
Yes, the divine
comedy. The comedy of life.
Yes, and he used that exactly, because in the end he said, And nothing is really eternal. And so like one of the
eternal?
Other... Eternal. And so like one of... In the first song we hear today, he said, the feather flies like the wind. The happiness is like a feather that flies. The same way he's saying, you know, nothing is really eternal. Mm-hmm. And so we have to
just
have
like that Vinicius
right
de Moraes song we heard earlier.
Like that. Yeah. And so we're going to hear that.
So this is the Divina Comedia Humana.
Estava mais angustiado que um goleiro na hora do gol. Quando você entrou em mim, como um sol num quintal. Aí um analista amigo meu disse que desse jeito não vou ser feliz direito, porque o amor é uma coisa mais profunda que um encontro casual. Aí um analista amigo meu disse que desse jeito não vou viver satisfeito, porque o amor é uma coisa mais profunda que uma transa sensual. Deixando a profundidade de lado, eu quero é ficar colado à pele dela noite e dia, fazendo tudo e de novo dizendo sim à paixão, morando na filosofia. Deixando a profundidade de lado, eu quero é ficar colado à pele dela noite e dia, fazendo tudo e de novo dizendo sim à paixão, morando na filosofia. Comédia humana, onde nada é eterno. Eu quero gozar no seu céu, pode ser no seu inferno. Viver a divina comédia humana, onde nada é eterno. Ora, direis, ouvir estrelas, certo, perdeste o senso. Eu vos direi, no entanto, enquanto houver espaço, corpo, tempo e algum modo de dizer não, eu canto. Ora, direis. Ora, direis, ouvir estrelas, certo, perdeste o senso. Eu vos direi, no entanto, enquanto houver espaço, corpo, tempo e algum modo de dizer não, eu canto. Enquanto houver espaço, corpo, tempo e algum modo de dizer não, eu canto. Enquanto houver espaço, corpo, tempo e algum modo de dizer não, eu canto.
I don't know if I can take it anymore. That's really kind of a pretty tragic song. And, you know, sometimes when things just get so bad, you just have to find a sense of humor somehow. And it seemed like that song had some sort of humor, even in the most hard times in life. So it was interesting kind of, I won't repeat everything you were just saying now, but you know, how people get so wrapped up in a soccer game or anything in life, and when there's some sort of horrible letdown or defeat, You have to just throw up your hands and say, hey, that's the great comedy of life.
Exactly.
And you know, we're still making progress. Hey, we're still alive.
We're still alive. That's what I was telling Carl here. That's so much going on, sometimes animosity, criticism, and so many things. But we, especially in Latin America, survive so many things. And yeah. So a country is much, much more than soccer.
Much more than one soccer game.
So have you suffered enough already?
It's getting to be unbearable. I need something to pick me up now.
Can we stop the suffering now and start to appraise Brazil a little bit and push up and hear some great songs?
Yeah, Brazil, for better or for worse, let's make it better.
Let's be better? Okay, yeah. And so the first song I will choose for that is Caladan, Pelas Tabelas by Chico Buarque. And it was a very important song of when finally that dictatorship was over and we had elections, and I chose that because it's so beautiful that he used the metaphor of the yellow shirt, which we use for soccer, of course. And he said, when I saw all those people in the streets with yellow shirts, with the flags on,
showing up to vote for the first time. Right?
Yes, yeah. And he said, that's it, my heart is there, you know. And so he's using all those metaphors to mention that moment. And Pelas Tabelas is means in English, when you...
Like dribbling.
Dribbling, yes. Yeah.
So you're going around and back and forth, but you finally reach the goal.
Exactly, and he used exactly that metaphor of the soccer in that moment, football, to talk about the dictatorship. Like, we did it, we dribbled and
dribbled.
Goal.
We dribbled and went all around all the different obstacles.
Went around and, yes, yeah. Election and freedom.
All the defenders and straight, finally scored with an election. Chico Buarque, Pelas Tabelas.
Ando com minha cabeça já pelas tabelas. Claro que ninguém se toca com minha aflição. Quando vi todo mundo na rua de blusa amarela, eu achei que era ela puxando um cordão. 8 horas de dança de blusa amarela. Minha cabeça talvez faça as fases assim. Quando ouvi a cidade de noite batendo as panelas, eu pensei que era ela voltando pra minha cabeça de noite batendo panelas. Provavelmente não deixa a cidade dormir. Quando vi um bocado de gente descendo as favelas, eu achei que era o povo que vinha pedir a cabeça do homem que olhava as favelas. Minha cabeça rolando no Maracanã. Quando vi a galera aplaudindo de pé as tabelas, eu achei que era ela que vinha chegando com minha cabeça já pelas tabelas. Claro que ninguém se toca com minha aflição. Quando vi todo mundo na rua de luz amarela, eu achei que era ela puxando um botão 8 horas de luz amarela. Minha cabeça talvez faça as bases assim. Quando vi a cidade de noite batendo as panelas, eu pensei que era ela voltando pra minha cabeça de noite batendo panelas. Provavelmente não deixa a cidade dormir. Quando vi um bocado de gente descendo as favelas, eu achei que era o povo que vinha pedir a cabeça do homem que olhava as favelas. Minha cabeça rolando no Maracanã. Quando vi a galera aplaudindo de pé as tabelas, eu achei que era ela que vinha chegando com minha cabeça já pelas tabelas. Claro que ninguém se toca com minha prisão. Quando vi todo mundo na rua de blusa amarela, eu achei que era ela puxando um cordão 8 horas de dança de blusa amarela. Minha cabeça talvez faça as fases assim. Quando vi a cidade de noite batendo as panelas, eu pensei que era ela voltando pra minha cabeça de noite batendo panelas. Provavelmente não deixa a cidade dormir. Quando vi um bocado de gente descendo as favelas, eu achei que era o povo que vinha pedir a cabeça do homem que olhava as favelas. Minha cabeça rolando no Maracanã. Quando vi a galera aplaudindo de pé as tabelas, eu jurei que era ela que vinha chegando com minha cabeça já numa bagela. Claro que ninguém se toca
com minha função. Quando vi todo mundo na rua de cruz amarela, eu achei que era ela puxando um cordão 8 horas de dança de cruz amarela. Minha cabeça talvez faça as partes assim. Quando vi a cidade de noite batendo as panelas, eu pensei que era ela voltando pra minha cabeça de noite batendo panelas. Provavelmente não deixa a cidade dormir. Quando vi um bocado de gente descendo as favelas, eu achei que era o povo que vinha pedir a cabeça do homem que olhava as favelas. Minha cabeça rolando no Maracanã. Quando vi a galera aplaudindo de pé as favelas, eu jurei que era ela que vinha chegando com minha cabeça já pelas tabelas. Claro que ninguém se toca com minha vida.
Two songs there by Chico Buarque. That was Vai Passar. What's he saying there, Eva?
It's all gonna be gone. You know, everything is gonna go through. And he just mentioned everything, how many things pass through those streets. Bad, good, carnival, and that's it. Everything goes.
Wow, everything.
Yeah, so it's a carnival song.
Well, I'm starting to feel a little bit more livened up.
Better? Okay, yeah. Great.
We got about 10 minutes left. I do want to let you know support for WIR comes from VCU Arts Anderson Gallery. This summer featuring video installations by Israeli artist Guy Ben-Ner, drawings by Jack Wax, photos by Michael Lees, and happy hour at the Anderson Gallery with WIR Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. through July 30th. VCU's Anderson Gallery in the Fan at 907 and a half West Franklin Street and on the web at VCU. At arts.vcu.edu/AndersonGallery. Up next, we're going to play a Gal Costa song called Canta Brasil.
Which means sing Brazil. And that's for all my Brazilian
sing
friends.
Sing despite all the trouble in the world. Sing.
Já adorou os teus brasões, na expressão mais comovida das mais ardentes canções. Também na beleza desse céu onde
Canta Brasil, Gal Costa. We only have a few minutes left. We have a few more songs. That was a live version, by the way, in 1983. The show was called Fantasia, I think. But Canta Brasil, Gal Costa. And the next one we have here is...
We're going to listen to the last one, that is Brasileirinho, which means the Brazilian, the little Brazilian. And it's insane music. I was in one a show live where this singer Baby Consuelo sang this song, and honestly, the whole street shaked. It was really, really moving. It was one of the most powerful moments I have to hear. But before we listen to this, just want to say yes, Brazil for better for awesome. And you know what? Falconer says, between grief and nothing, I choose grief. We in Brazil choose grief, and we make very good songs with that.
Yeah.
So
hey, and a little bit of happiness, a little bit of sadness mixed together. It's
just
the best
perfect.
Of all the flavors, and makes for great music too. So turning tragedy into inspiration. This song, again.
Brasileirinhos com os Novos Baianos e Baby Consuelo.
Quanto chorinho brasileiro vale sentir, ainda mais de cavaquinho com um pandeiro e um viola na marcação. Não há quem possa resistir. Quanto chorinho brasileiro vale sentir, ainda mais de cavaquinho com um pandeiro e um viola na marcação. Brasileirinho chegou a todos, encantou, fez todo mundo dançar, noite inteira no terreiro até o sol raiar. E quando o baile terminou, a turma não se conformou. Encostado nesse dia, se acabou. Para a palavra idade, top com o sangue. Alguém me respeite, eu ouvi o grande show. Eu meti os peitos, deixei o camarada falando sozinho. Gostei, dancei, pulei, pisei, até me acabei e nunca mais esquecerei o tal chorinho brasileirinho. Diga aí, galera. Entusiasmado quando cai no samba, não fica abafado e é um desacato quando chega no salão. Brasileiro quando é de choro, entusiasmado quando cai no samba, não fica abafado e é um desacato quando chega no salão. Não que possa resistir quando chorinho brasileiro faz sentir, ainda mais de cavaquinho com bandeiro, viola na marcação. Não que possa resistir quando chorinho brasileiro faz sentir, ainda mais de cavaquinho com bandeiro e um viola na marcação. Essa não! Au!
This is Alan G. Rhythm. You are listening to WRIR.
Brasileiro quando é de choro, entusiasmado quando cai no samba, não fica abafado e é um desacato quando chega no salão. Brasileiro quando é de choro, entusiasmado quando cai no samba, não fica abafado e é um desacato quando chega no salão. Do que possa resistir quando chorinho brasileiro faz sentir, ainda mais cavaquinho com bandeira, viola na marcação. Não, do que possa resistir quando chorinho brasileiro faz sentir essa mágica, batim com pandeiro, viola na marcação. Brasileirinho chegou, torcida, tô acostumado a dançar, antes ter o terreiro, soia. Quando vai, terminou, a turma não se conformou. Brasileirinho acabou. Adeus, velho, já estava encostado nesse dia, se acabou. Pra fora de tarde, tá gostando, convite, espírito, pelo grande choro, me desfeito. Deixei camarada, falando sozinho. Achei, dancei, pulei, sei, até me acabei, nunca mais esquecerei o tal chorinho.
Stay tuned for Stunner Development. Thank you again, Eva, for coming in. This was really fun.
Thank you, Carl. I love it.
Yeah, thanks for coming up to WIR and sharing all this great information with people here, too.